This is
this
for
is
a better life.
For a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. I would like to begin this episode with a question. Who was the first person, the very first person who rebelled against Allah? Who was he? You all know. The first person who transgressed and crossed the limits was Shaitan, Satan. He refused to submit to Allah. He rebelled him. When, of course, Allah wanted him to obey, but he rebelled. Shaitan was a good creature in the beginning. He was worshipping Allah. He was submissive. But when Allah put him to a serious test by asking him to show his respect to Adam, he stubbornly refused. He said, "Because I am much better than Adam. Who the heck is Adam? I'm not going to bow to Adam." خَلَقْتَنِ مِن نَار وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن تِين. So Shaitan was stubborn, Shaitan was selfish, and Shaitan was proud of himself because he was proud of having been created from fire, while man, insan, was created from mud, from clay. Okay. He was saying, "Okay, my race is white and his race is black." That's what we are saying nowadays. That's what we see, at least in the world. Some people say, "I am European. I'm so and so. I'm not going to respect someone who is poor, who comes from so and so country." So it is all because of selfishness, because of arrogance, because of stubbornness, and because of pride. It's all because of this that he says, "I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to that to do that." Shaitan was very much, yes, like this. Shaitan did not submit to Allah and he did not obey Allah because he was proud. Allah the Exalted, the Almighty, says the true essence, the true act of worship, ibadah, is that when you are willing to submit to Allah. That's the main essence of ibadah. Worshipping Allah is all about submitting to Allah. Every cell in your body yearns Him, submits to Him, and worships Him. There is a verse in the Quran which says, "قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ." Say that my prayer, my rituals, my life, and my death are all for Allah, the Lord of the worlds. So that's all about, ibadah is all about submission. Okay? Not only your actions, your feelings, your aspirations, your sentiments must be directed to Allah. If you love someone, you must love him for the sake of Allah. If you hate something, you should hate for the sake of Allah. Every cell in your body submits to Allah. And that's what submission is about. That's what the religion of Islam is about. Religion has two dimensions, two sides. One is the exterior, which is very visible. Everyone can see the exterior. What is the exterior of faith? Prayers, the fasting, when you don't eat and drink, the Hajj, the charity that you give, and the jihad. These are the exterior of the religion, the outward aspect of the religion, okay? But the interior of Islam and the essence of Islam is the submission to Allah. The inner faith and belief in Islam, which is invisible to the eyes, that is the true essence. The true essence of Islam is submission. And you have to believe that when it comes to Allah, you are nothing but subservient to Allah, the Almighty. You submit to Allah willfully, truly, utterly, and completely. And you are subservient to Allah with all your heart, body, and soul.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
Man reaches a degree of belief where he declares his nothingness before Allah. That is the true faith. That is the true faith. This is how you measure your faith. This is a scale on which you put your faith and you measure it. Okay? And you see whether you really have faith. And if you have faith, do you have 50% faith, complete faith, or incomplete faith? Or you have no faith at all? Okay? In fact, this is the essence. This is the meaning of love. When you love someone, you are prepared to do everything for him. You are willing to do everything for him. If he tells you to call him before going to bed, you call him. If he tells you to call him every 30 minutes, you call him. If he tells you to pick him from the street, you would do so. If he tells you, wait for me in the street in the cold, you will definitely do it, as people do it. We can see it. If he tells you to wait for him in the road and it's raining, you will do that. You will never say no to him because you love that person. Prophet Sulaiman saw an ant in the desert carrying some dust from one end to another. Sulaiman, who had the ability of communicating with animals and insects, said, "What are you doing there?" The ant said, "I'm carrying dust from this side to the other side." He said, "Why are you doing this?" She said, "I am in love. I am in deep love with someone who asked me to do so, and I'm just listening to him." Sulaiman said to her, "But the dust here is too much, and this is a big mountain of dust. You will not be able to carry all the dust even if you live the life of Noah. Are you going to spend all your life doing this? You are going to die soon or late. You cannot do that." She said to him, "Ya Sulaiman, dying in the way of love and in the line of duty towards someone you love is much better and comforting for you." "Yes, even if I die, it does not matter because I am dying for him." Sulaiman received the message that even in our death, we have to die for our Lord, the Glorified. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Of course, not only your activities and prayers, but your death should also be for him. Your life and death, your beginning and your end should be for him. That is the true essence of faith. We live for Allah and completely submit to him. فَلَا وَرَبَّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرْ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. But know, by your Lord, they do not believe in reality until they make you a judge of that which has become a matter of disagreement among them. And this is the translation of the verse. And then do not find any straightness in their hearts as to what you have decided, and submit with entire submission. And that's the end of this episode. Inshallah, we will carry on this discussion. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. Oh, 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 oh. Cause your love is all I need. Love is all I need.